from Inside the Bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Department of Health reported 2 additional COVID-19 related deaths in the state on Sunday. One of them was a male in his 50s from Eddy County. The individual was hospitalized and had underlying conditions. It is the second death in Eddy County since the Department of Health began counting that statistic, and now they have 181 total cases of the coronavirus. Chavez County with 197, and then there's Lee County with 378 cases. Lincoln County now has 36. The Back the Blue event was held Saturday night at the Lee County Event Center parking lot in Hobbs, and hundreds came out to support the men and women of law enforcement in Lee County. Hobbs City Commissioner Dwayne Pennock praised those who serve and protect.
But you never hear about when they save a life, or when they save a choking child, or save somebody, the first responders on the scene of an accident, pull them out of a vehicle. So it means a lot to them to know that you're here. The ones that wear the uniform, I'm proud to be standing here today with all of them. Thank y'all so much for coming out here and recognizing them.
Earlier on Saturday, also in Hobbs, a Back a Restaurant rally was held to support local restaurants who've been forced to close inside dining because of the governor's health order. The restaurants can only have carryout or delivery service. Mike Moore, owner of the Pizza Inn in Hobbs, has defined the governor's mandate and continues to have inside dining. So, what do you hope that this rally will accomplish?
I hope we get some more attention to what's going on, you know, that we all need to band together and stand up for our rights. And, you know, the more we do this, the more attention it brings, and you know, maybe we get some things changed. Who knows?
Right. So what about if the state comes to visit you again?
I'll just keep operating as usual. I mean, I'm just going to keep doing it and what I do as long as I can.
Moore also owns 2 other pizza inns in Carlsbad, and just like the one in Hobbs, they practice social distancing, hand sanitizing, and go beyond the governor's measures to remain as sanitized as possible. Roswell police continue to look for leads in helping identify a man who broke into the Farmers Country Market in North Roswell in the early morning hours of July 13th and stole numerous bottles of prescription medication from the store's pharmacy. A surveillance video of the incident and the suspect are posted on the RPD's Facebook page. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.